This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces killed five Palestinians, including four fighters from the militant group Hamas, in an overnight raid near the city of Tokarm in the occupied West Bank. Palestinian-Israeli officials said on Saturday, Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
The Palestinian Health Ministry said their bodies had been taken by the Israeli military. There was no information about the fifth man, whose body was too disfigured for immediate identification. During the raid, the Israeli army leveled a two-story house with a bulldozer in an operation that lasted more than 12 hours. According to Palestinian Health Ministry records, nearly 500 Palestinians have been killed by Israeli forces or Jewish settlers in the West Bank or East Jerusalem since October 7th. That's when Hamas militants attacked Israel. Palestinians want the West Bank and Gaza as the core of an independent state with East Jerusalem as its capital. U.S.-backed talks to reach an agreement between Israel and the Palestinians have been stalled for the past decade, but the Gaza war has raised pressure for a revival of efforts to reach a two-state solution.
Israeli forces killed five Palestinians. Small anti-war protest ruffles the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Protesters chanted anti-war messages and waved Palestinian flags during the University of Michigan's commencement ceremony, including while the Secretary of the Navy, Carlos Del Toro, was praising graduates entering careers in the armed forces.
You are the arsenal of democracy.
He paused and then praised service members who will fight to uphold the U.S. Constitution,
which includes the right to protest peacefully.
There was one arrest Friday on the university.